Hi, my name is Lisa Parziel, and I am your host of the Agency Fast Track X Success podcast. And today I want to talk about commitment, and I'm going to share and celebrate my 90 days consecutively doing podcasts right here with you guys. But before I do, let me remind you that the Agency Fast Track X Success podcast is brought to you by our program, which helps business owners get on the fast track to success. If you're struggling to build your business, if you're struggling to hire folks or to get enough leads or generate enough sales, you need to come into a program where we can show you we've been there, we've done it, and we've solved those problems. And you come in a community setting where you can learn the basics and the fundamentals to help propel your business. So check us out at www.agencyfasttrack.com. So today, I really want to talk about commitment and what that means to me. Commitment is probably the number one thing that if somebody told me, you know, what do you need for success? Really, it comes down to two things people never think about, and one of those is commitment. The second one is belief, which I talk a lot about. But commitment is so important. You have to think about commitment as if there were no choice, right? In other words, if I start a company, if I start a business, if I start any task, any endeavor, if I'm going to go down that path and I'm going to commit to doing it, if I don't go all the way through, if I don't see it to the end, I've wasted all the time I've already put into it. Now, there comes a difference between commitment and being able to pivot, right? Sometimes we have to pivot in our commitment. We might be going down a path and we realize it's the wrong path. That doesn't mean we give up on our commitment. It just means we pivot and change what that commitment or what that success might look like or what that activity might look like. So today I'm celebrating 90 consecutive podcasts, right? 90 days ago, I committed to doing a podcast for 365 days. And I have to tell you, it has not been easy. In fact, there are some days where it didn't happen. Now, if I were not committed, I would just say, that's okay, and not go back and record the ones I was missing. But I chose not to do that. I chose to come back and record any recording I'm missing. And maybe people won't get to it, but you know, some people pick up the podcast from the beginning and listen all the way through. I felt like if I didn't do that, I was missing the opportunity to follow through on my commitment. I mean, does it matter what date is on the podcast? Really? It doesn't, does it? So for me, actually following through that commitment meant coming back and re-recording episodes that I might have missed. And that's what I've done. And then every single week, trying to keep up with doing those podcasts. Now, like I said, it hasn't been easy. When I actually decided to do it, it felt like it was going to be easier than it really was. One of the reasons is I started doing the video podcast as well as just the audio podcast. That added a whole other layer of complexity, right? When I just did the video, I didn't have to look my best because nobody was seeing me. And now that I'm in video, you know, I have to make sure my hair's done and my contacts are in and I actually look presentable. That's okay though, because it actually upped the level of what I was putting out. Instead of just putting out auditory content, I'm now putting auditory and video content. I'm doubling my efforts to where I have my podcast viewers, and now I have, you know, my video podcast viewers. And some people like their formats different ways, right? So for me, that level of commitment changed. So with that level of commitment, so did my process and, of course, the results. Now, I could have went back and said, you know what? Now that this is harder, I'll just do one a week. But I made a commitment, 365 podcasts in 365 days, and I did it for a very specific reason. I'm trying to get myself out here. I'm trying to show others that I have a solution that can help them in their businesses. I've been where they're going, and I can help that road be smoother and better. How do I do that? I get myself out there. So when you think about commitment, sometimes you have to break it down. You have to chunk it down. And that's what I did when I started adding the video component to it. I decided that not every episode has to have a video. And so when I fill in some of the blanks, so to speak, some of them don't have videos, but many of them do. But I also changed my commitment level to say at least one a week will have a video, and I'll at least put out one a week even if I have to come back and fill in. Now, what you do is up to you, but I am here to tell you that commitment is probably one of the single most important things you'll do in a business. Being committed to something does not necessarily mean you're unchanging. It doesn't mean you're not flexible or you can't pivot. It means you're not going to give up on what it is you're trying to accomplish. And that accomplishment for me is really getting back into what I love the most, helping other people and helping them learn how to build things, build their businesses. And so with that commitment, sure, I'm going to pivot. I'm going to change along the way. But at the end of the day, I can't give up on that commitment. So I hope you too see your business in the same way, right? Tony Robbins once said, if you want to take the island, then you have to burn your boats. What he meant by that was very simple. In the act of having to go to war and in that war, take an island, if you were to get to that island and burn your boats, you have absolutely no other choice but to continue on and take that island, or you are going to perish. Now, what happens when you've made a decision so absolute, like burning your boats, you've left yourself no room to go back. You are fully committed to whatever the endeavor is, which means you'll figure out a way. And in fact, what Tony is saying there is, with that commitment, that level of commitment, that's when the clarity comes sometimes. That's when you know, I don't have a choice but to make this work. And you come up with those answers. You come up with those things. You come up with the solutions and the ideas that eventually get you where you want to go. So hopefully that helps. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and you enjoy our program. Now, if you're not part of our program, you should check it out at www.agencyfasttrack.com. If you're a business owner and you find this valuable, we have a program that can really put your business on the fast track to success. So check it out at www.agencyfasttrack.com.